This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. NPR News has learned that last week's raid into Pakistan from Afghanistan was not an isolated incident. It was part of a new, intensified, and phased effort to go after both al-Qaeda and Taliban operatives inside Pakistan before the Bush administration leaves office. Sources say the raid was phase one of a three-part operation. CIA personnel, both armed operatives, and analysts are being pulled into the effort. NPR's Tom Bowman joins us. Thanks for being with us.
Good to be with you, Scott.
And what more have you learned?
Well, again, this is an intensified effort. As one of our sources said, they're taking the gloves off to go after bin Laden and others up in the tribal areas of Pakistan, which is really a safe haven for those coming into Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. And again, it's a phase one. This raid was phase one of a three-phase effort. And CIA officers are being pulled from all around the world just to focus on this border area to go after these operatives.
You mentioned Osama bin Laden by name. Do they know Osama bin Laden is somewhere there?
Well, they assume he's in that region, this wild tribal area, very mountainous along the border with Afghanistan. They assume he's there. The last radio contact they had with bin Laden is 6 years ago in the Tora Bora area of Afghanistan, just across the border. So they assume he's not all that far away from there.
But to the best of your knowledge, no intelligence information that would directly reflect that.
No intelligence information yet. It's an assumption that most people have.
Have congressional leaders been informed?
They have been informed. They were told about this just before the New York Times broke the story of this raid earlier this week. And the chairman were informed, and also the full committees were informed. But there's some concern of the political fallout here, particularly in Pakistan. The Pakistanis are going after some of these operatives in the tribal areas. Many in the military say they're not doing enough. But Pakistan is also important because it's a logistics line into Afghanistan for material to help fight the Afghan war. So it's crucial to have Pakistan on the American side, and some worry that more and more of these raids could jeopardize that.
Do you know anything about the Pentagon assets, as we call it euphemistically, that are there, what units might be operating, what weaponry?
Well, we're told there's a Navy SEAL team on standby in Afghanistan ready to take part in some of these missions. And it was a SEAL team that took part in this raid last week against what we're told is an al-Qaeda safe house or a compound. As few as 9 and as many as 20 were killed. The military is saying many of them were al-Qaeda operatives. Pakistani and local people are saying there were civilians involved as well, civilians killed.
Is there new intelligence that would give them new reasons to go after people in this area?
We don't have any sense that there's new intelligence. And some of our sources are raising that political question, saying why wasn't more done over the past 7 years in this area? And why is it being done now? There's a sense among some sources that there's a political element to this, that the Bush administration only has 4 or 5 months left, and that maybe they want to try to get a pelt for the wall, Osama bin Laden being the number one. And so there's some concern about that.
NPR's Tom Bowman, thanks very much.
You're welcome.